All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. That was the band Left in Ruin. Bill Blaine, okay, let's take that off. That might help. Hey, we just want to keep rocking, you know how it is? Once we get started, we can't stop around here. So anyway, yes, that was Left in Ruin from their release, A World Extinct, and that was Divided State. And before that, we heard Punishment. And we're going to get punished for another hour because live in the studio, we have 86 The Evil.
What's up, everybody?
Can you hear? Well, I don't have the headphones, so I can't hear. No, that doesn't have an adapter.
Somebody get that man a headphone. Right. He's going to need
Why don't we just start out with a track and we'll figure this out?
But absolutely.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, 86 The Evil.
This is Ragnarok.
Thank you.
It sounded like you were going to keep going there for a second. I heard the guitar, and like, oh, wait a minute, they're done.
Definitely want to.
I can keep them guessing.
Hey, where's that gorgeous sound guy at? I need some more guitar. I can't hear my guitar.
Yeah, he is kind of low.
I don't know what happened, but.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J, where we have 86 The Evil in the house to get you going there. Try not to crash your car while you're driving and listening, okay?
Very hard to do.
Wouldn't that be interesting if you could get cars together and kind of like Smash Up Derby, you could mosh with those, you know?
Oh, that'd be good theme music for sure. I was like, don't do that now. I'm driving out there.
I think we just started something.
We don't want to be blamed for that.
No, no.
We were so metal, you wrecked your car. Our fault. My bad.
All right. Well, I got my headphones straightened out here. It's been one of those days. Ever had one of those days, everything you touch, you know what happens? It just...
That was today.
Neil, tell me about it.
Uh-huh.
No, that was today.
So I'm having one of those. So
I'm right with you.
In the studio, we have 86 The Evil. If you don't mind, gentlemen, go around the room and introduce yourselves. If you have to walk up to a mic, whatever it takes.
Yeah, the drummer's the only guy that's got to walk up to the mic.
Your name and like what you play and all that good stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I'm Neil Markle. I'm one of the vocalists and the guitar player for 86 The Evil. And next is... Well, I'll let him name himself. He's got a couple names.
That's the whole point of this. This is Nikki Dolph. I'm the lead vocalist for 86. That's what they call me.
I had to remember it.
I'm Cale Warner. I am the bass player for the aforementioned named band that I'm not going to repeat a third time.
He is one sexy man.
It's like a
Bill this is Paxton. Jake Allen, guitarist.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hi,
this
Jake.
Mic is
hot. Hi, Jake. They turn it up so you guys don't have to walk to it.
Oh, I see.
You may have to pay for that voice. Get on there.
I'm Keegan Sanders. I'm their drummer.
And that is Keegan, everybody.
Keegan has...
I'm kind of shy of the mic.
Keegan has he just likes crackers. Joined us, and I'll tell you what, he's killing it right now.
He's working, huh?
He's a good drummer. He's a good drummer.
He's a very good
Kid's
drummer.
Got feet. So soul and a mop top.
So you were telling me he's fairly new to the band, huh?
Yeah, Keegan... We had some difficulties in the band. Keegan, you don't have to keep getting up to talk. They turn the mic up so you can talk from the seat.
Drummer, back to your spot. We're talking about you, not with you.
Nobody can see.
You go
I
sit
wish
down.
Everybody could
you're
see
not
what's going
paid.
On.
Yeah, you can grab it off the stand.
Okay. Hold
it in
your
hand.
Oh, yeah. You go Bill Cosby with it, dude.
Jake, you and Cale can share that one. Anyways, yeah, Keegan is new to the band. We had some complications, and like 2 days before the last show, we just played in Sturgis. So.
Yeah, it was my son, the original drummer Anthony, and he had a baby. So, yeah. He's
how
doing
dare
that.
He do that?
Yeah, I don't know how it happened or
child.
When it happened. I thought I kept a close eye on him, but
I mean the nerve of that guy to have a baby.
Just right on in there.
Shout out to the new baby.
Shout out to
Cole,
my grandbaby. I'm a grandpa.
Congrats, congrats.
Yeah, Neil sounds young. And he looks
I'm 24.
Young.
Why are you laughing?
Times two.
All right, enough about my old.
You
self.
Get to be my age when you say, "Hell, I've got shirts at home that are that age." You know.
Cale, that's you. You got a mic too. He's on your level now. So you're
Keegan,
older than
Keegan,
me.
Keegan, tell us a little bit about himself. Where he started from?
I basically started drumming from watching my uncle play drums when I was younger, and kind of took off from there. I joined percussion in middle school and stuck with it for about 6 years, and played 4 years on the marching band at Adrian High School.
My
it
rival
still
high
still turned
school.
Out cool.
Band nerd.
Yeah, I'm
one of the few. Man, we're band nerds.
He doesn't do drugs or anything. He's just some nerd that
joined it. We're the cool type of nerds.
He's got a great background story for VH1.
I'm a bowler I'm a drummer that bowls. How cool
Ooh,
is that?
That's perfect.
Right?
A drummer that
there's
bowls.
The there's really the eccentric good. Part.
Nerd.
He drums while bowling also, folks.
You hear that, ladies? And he's available, right?
No,
I'm engaged.
He's locked on.
Oh, okay.
That's why, you know, he's
what
trying
a
to make
shame.
As much money as he can.
You know? He sounds so eligible. That's a shame, you know?
He looks it, too.
Don't tell her that.
I don't know how she must think I'm ugly, too, so.
She just deals
I'm a nerd.
With
well, let's see, Keegan. Does she wait until you're all done wrapping up your stuff and getting it packed away and leave?
No, she usually sticks around as long as she rides with me.
Okay. And no complaints?
Debatable.
There's so much.
Don't answer that. As
your friend and lawyer, I advise you not to answer that question.
I advise you not to. Is she not listening, is she?
I don't think so.
Well, if she's willing to wait until you're done. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure she doesn't see it.
So, yeah, we play music, and we're a band.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We do that every
We do that, too, yeah.
That's right. I forgot
about this guy.
Mostly we just let go.
So that's Keegan, and he does a great, wonderful job.
Okay.
And I love him down to the very soul.
All right. So this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Keegan Radio Hour. But he's going to let his band play for the next 45 minutes or so, 86 the Evil.
Let's get it on.
All right.
Yep, let's get another one.
This is Las Voces.
Actually, it's Redeemed, sir.
I have Las Voces.
Las Voices.
I got Las Voices on mine.
You know what? Don't listen
to
me.
Let's all try to play the same song for
once. I'm
going to
flip for it, and we're just going to play Las Voces.
I have Las Voices, too, on my list.
There you go.
See, Scott's on it.
Whatever.
Ask him.
Thank you, Scott.
Taking
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
Bet your booty you are.
All right, live in the studio, 8060 Evil. Okay, so where did that name come from?
Ooh, Neil. I wanted to call the song The Voices, because it's about the 10 voices in your head.
The band.
The name. Band.
Yeah, and I had to think about it.
But we could.
The band name. I thought you were talking about the song.
Hey, we could do both.
No, that's fine. Anyway, the song is called The Voices. I gave it a Spanish name for Jake because he is our resident Spaniard.
Okay.
Equipped with mustache, so. But yeah, that was that. The 86 The Evil is basically a psychological term that I learned a long time ago that I was kind of running with it, and then we kind of went with this whole gangster metal thing where we started popping on the suits and looking all sweet. And yeah, it just kind of started forming together as like a gimmick. And we don't usually dress like this. I mean, you know, I guess we should have wore our stuff. It would impress Scott. We failed miserably.
Who would see us?
We're dressed for radio. Oh, yeah, we're dressed for radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we just kind of put that gimmick together, and 86 The Evil just kind of slapped in and fit. And it was just more us getting out the things inside of us that, you know, you normally wouldn't be able to, and music is our route, and it is our vent, so, you know, that's where that name comes from, and that's what we try to do with each and everything we do, is just get out the, not necessarily the negative, but just the things that are good energy, bad energy in us to give to the crowd and watch them love it.
Yeah, well, normally when I've heard it, it's like, you know, in a restaurant when you say to 86 something.
We've definitely 86 the carrots several times.
Exactly. Stuff
we put that in front of everything.
Yeah. No Brussels sprouts. I'm sorry.
86 the Brussels sprouts.
Darn it. I really wanted some.
No good, they're no good.
So basically you're purging the evil from yourselves and giving it to your audience?
There's good, too. I mean, it's not like we're insane. I mean, not clinically anyway. I mean, some of us.
No, some of us.
Some of us, I don't know.
Speak for yourself.
So does your audience walk out the door after your set, like, with glowing eyes?
No, they never leave us alone, honestly.
They never leave us alone. Yeah, I mean, they do. They come at us full-fledged, and, you know, they want to talk, and we love talking to them and hanging out with them. I mean, you know, half of them are our friends anyway, so, you know.
That's why I say this band's going to go far, not because we're talented, because we're friendly. We could suck, and they'll still love us because we just talk. We know how to.
Oh, well, yeah, entertain. That's what this is all about. You know,
we're entertainers.
Connection with people and entertaining. And you know,
because of the nerdy,
and he's a
drummer.
Funny looking guy. So you put it all together, there you go. Here we are, standing at a radio station right now, playing music. I never thought we'd get out of Kale's bedroom.
At least we're not in a pole barn.
Nah, this is a little bit better than a pole barn.
Yes, sir. It is.
Darn right. All right, let's do another one.
Hey, this one's called Redeemed.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
this lonely road a thousand times.
All right.
That felt good.
86 The Evil. You need a cigarette now, or?
I don't smoke.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. All right. Leaves you for money for other better things, right?
Well, at least for me. I don't know about the rest of them.
It depends on your definition of better.
You know.
Spitting on your girlfriend, wife, whatever you want to call her. Uh-oh, Neil's going to the principal's office.
Oh, no.
I think Neil's got a problem.
Uh-oh. I think we got a dunce cap somewhere around here. We can give it to him. Yeah. So, do you gentlemen have any shows coming up at all, or live shows?
Actually, we just finished up our last show of the year out in Sturgis. We played with Flaw.
Okay.
A grand opening of their new venue, which kind of was a flop. But it
we
was
don't
a,
say that
it was
here.
A great show, though. It was a great show, don't get me wrong, but unfortunately the venue wasn't able to pass the fire code, I guess, like because their system wasn't up. But anyways, other than that, we really don't have a show lined up just yet. We're taking off after this, we're taking off at least until the end of January to work on a new album.
Uh-huh.
And maybe do some recording here and there. We've been asked to play, I forgot exactly where it was, on February 17th. Oh, it was the Music Factory, that's right. And then there's another one out, I think Music Factory again, on March 17th on St. Patrick's Day. We'll be headlining that on March 17th. But other than that.
These are all tentative, nothing.
Yeah, these are.
Stone,
yeah, so
yeah,
are,
yeah.
Don't
say
pending.
That on air.
Right. Oops. Just check the website. You know, you can get on Facebook, 86 The Evil. And, you know,
don't call and yell at the bar owner.
Yeah, don't call Scott and be like, hey.
You said.
What's this false advertising you're putting
you
out
said we were playing. But we are on a break. So, I mean, all of our shows right now are up in the air because we're writing the album. And, you know.
That's okay. So it's going to be a full length?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Is this the first one or?
We've had several EPs out, you know, 5-6 song, you know, albums that we've released now. But, you know, this is going to be the actual first professional, fully tracked, done right type of thing for us. Especially me and Cale have been doing it for a long time. We've made albums in other bands, but. You know, 86 The Evil having a full album is going to be a sweet thing.
Okay.
Thank God.
It will be good.
All right. Where would the listeners find that stuff if they wanted to?
You can track us on Reverb Nation. We usually post some of our songs on Facebook when we can get them up there. But they're all available on Facebook at 86 The Evil.
Chirbit?
Yeah, Chirbit is the post. Yeah, we can use
But
Chirbit.
We'll post it on Facebook if you find it there.
We do have a SoundCloud. I mean, you know, any of those will work. We are out there.
We're looking to become SoundCloud rappers one day.
And once this album gets out, we'll be on Spotify, iTunes, and all that.
All
stuff
those
that nobody
platforms.
Wants.
Yeah.
Talking about I pay for Spotify.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Sounds weird.
That's where all the money is. I was reading about the, what is it, of Spotify. The CEO is making something like 8 digits a year or
Wouldn't
something.
Doubt
like
it, honestly.
Oh yeah, it is guaranteed.
I mean, he's reaping me of my.
Meanwhile, you
play our songs, and I mean, you know, we've got to be bigger than Metallica at least for ears.
Well,
just to get a, you know, just to get 5 cents back.
Yeah, I think just to get $5 back, you need about 2,500 streams of one song just to get $5 back.
Which isn't even
Spotify. If you're an artist and you have your music on there,
that's not even a combo at one of the burger places, the fast food joints.
So you can get a couple of McDoubles for the price of 2,500 people streaming your song.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Well, we're gonna have to get started getting those people then.
Yes, we will. All right. So let's move on to our fourth song.
Yep. Devil
song
for me.
Is called Devil for Me.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Not good.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. It's like, you know, I'm not saying this in a negative way. Don't take it as a criticism. Uh-oh. But it's the second song where I thought it was like going to go somewhere else again, and then it stops, you know?
Right. Yeah, our songs, I guess, they do kind of end like that.
Yeah.
They could use another 6 minutes. I wouldn't have a problem with that, you know?
You know.
I like metal songs like that where they're 12 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning, we just like to keep everyone on their toes.
Especially the DJ, you know, it's like, oh crap, it's done.
Yeah, let's take it down a notch, actually.
Alrighty.
We're gonna do a little cover that brought me and Neil together back in May 6th.
That sounds bad.
Shut up.
I love you, honey.
I love you too, boo. This is a cover of a song called Snuff by Slipknot.
Okay.
Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't.
But it's us doing it.
There are secrets in my skin. Come away with innocence. Leave me with my sins. Air around me still feels like a cage. Love was just a camouflage. What resembles rage again? me go and run away before I know. My heart is just too dark to care. I can't destroy what is in there. Deliver me into my fate. If I'm alone, I cannot hate. I don't deserve to have. So save your breath, I will not care. I think I made it very clear. You couldn't need enough to love. Was that supposed to be enough? I only wish you were my friend. And I could hurt you in the end. I never claimed to be innocent.
Time we got there, Scott. We running in there.
I think we're fine. We got what?
Three more songs.
Three more songs. We got about 19 minutes, so I think we'll be all right.
I'd say we're good.
Yeah. All right.
We'll get one in.
Trying to think if there's anything else we want to talk about.
We got a fan base with us today.
Yeah.
Yes. I did bring my daughter. And
You brought your groupies, or?
Yeah, no. Oh no!
Please, for the love of God, do not call them that.
Unless this is Arkansas, and that's not happening.
Nothing against Arkansas.
Yeah, nothing against you. Yeah, we love you, Arkansas.
Yeah, we love you, Arkansas.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Well, maybe that woman.
That woman. Maybe a bear.
All right, that's
anything
cool.
Anything you want to know from us? Actually, yeah, you know what? I want to ask.
I enjoy
question,
biking,
Scott.
Long walks on the beach.
Yeah.
I want to ask
seashells.
Scott a question, you know?
Sure.
How long have you been doing this, man?
Which thing?
DJing, like, you know, running your own show or, you know, interviewing people.
Yeah, talking to goofballs like us.
Yeah.
Well, as far as the live performance and interviewing, probably 15 years. As far as radio goes, close to 20. Close to 20 on the radio. And as far as listening to music, we're probably looking at like 48, 49 years.
And you turned 20. All that in such
Yeah,
my Lord.
I was actually listening to Black Sabbath 4 when it was the brand new album.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
On the record.
I was born in 91. Keegan, when were you born?
98.
I'm not 91.
You You sure it was a Burning Man?
Yeah, it was Burning Man.
I was already trying to get rid of some of my bad habits by 98, man.
I was just picking them up. I found them, Scott.
I was somebody's bad habit in 91. How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
So, I think we should play one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it is your favorite.
Everybody else doesn't like it. I don't know why.
They don't like Overload?
This is the first song. When I first met these guys, this is the first song I heard from them. And in my head, I don't know. In my head, it just clicked. I was like, okay, yeah, let's go with this. And this song is called Overload.
Tell them what to do, Kale. Everyone in 86 the Evo right now is rubbing their chest. I don't know why. That's happening in the studio right now. Just letting you guys know about Kale Jams. Big Shannon over there. Get him, Billy, get him. That's done.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band 86 The Evil.
Is that us?
That's us.
Yeah, last time I checked. Are they correct, Keegan? Okay.
You stay there. You don't get your mic.
I'm well, in the wrong room.
If he says it's okay, then it's okay, you know? All right.
I was supposed to be a Nickelback. Nobody told me any
Whoa.
Of this.
Whoa! Face like a foot!
Uh-oh.
There was a small mouse-looking man that came up to me and said, hey, I want you to play guitar for me. Show up in room A, section B.
Hey, play guitar, I'm here! And it, his name was
oh, man.
Jake Allen.
Yeah, I don't want to be a Nickelback. Nickelback doesn't want to be a Nickelback.
Nickelback doesn't want to be in you.
Well, they don't, but they make too much money to not to, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Don't get me
stadiums.
Started, Scott.
I don't get that. They don't get back out stadiums.
Puppets, man. We got to start thinking for ourselves. Stop letting Chad Kroeger think for you.
I think we should just play another song.
You should.
Yeah, probably should. We're making a lot of waves.
That's all
right. This is the station that makes waves, right?
We are making waves.
Yeah, we are making waves.
The rest of the show should be Nickelback covers.
Whoa! Look at this, Paul. But I'm not going to do it in the style of Chad. No, I'm not.
No, you can't do that.
Can we play this song called Great Divide? This song's called Great Divide by 86 The Evil.
Thank you. have to have the last hit.
I'm taking that back.
Now there's going to be a fight. Who gets to end the song, huh? It's going to get crazy in here.
Crazy? Oh, we got 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, but I want to keep talking.
We'll say something. Hey, why are you waving your arms like that?
I'm a penguin. One by one, the penguins steal my sanity.
Well, how long is this last one?
Yeah, that's a good 6 minutes.
Okay, so we got a couple minutes. Anything?
This is our closer song.
Anything else you want to tell the outside world? Any shout-outs? Anything, you know?
Want to give a shout-out to my homies? No. I have no friends except these guys, really.
Well, I mean, I want to say all the listeners out there that, you know, I mean, since we're in Michigan, we might as well do this. I believe it's August 26th is Michigan Metal Fest.
Yes!
Which we are proud to be a part of. We were part of the first one last year, and it was absolutely huge. It's like Michigan's own little Rock on the Range.
Huge.
At Devil Driver headlining, and you know, it was amazing. So we're gonna be doing that again this year, and a lot of Michigan bands out there that I know weren't there last year that need to be up there and playing because it is a major festival, and guys like Steve Maple of New Skin and Spencer Robinson, all them guys, you know, and Jeff Harris of the Music Factory, and they've all done a great job with it. So you know, there's huge bands coming this year.
What was that, Keegan?
A lot of
Keegan
good sponsors too. He doesn't have a mic. We've been through this the entire night tonight.
Turn up that room mic.
Oh, Jake, will you stick that in his face so he can tell us what he wants?
Keegan wants to tell us something very important.
Santa's at the mall.
I just wanted to say to come support local music.
Heck, oh, yeah. Preach it, brother, preach it.
Yeah, hey, I thought he was going to say something funny. That's
good God.
My fault, Keenan. My fault. Yeah, I should have let you go, man.
What's my name?
That's my bad.
What's my name?
Keenan Ivory Waynes.
Keenan. Keenan and Cal.
The Keen.
All right. That's okay. Well, I want to thank you gentlemen for coming down and playing for us.
Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure. And hopefully we'll see you again and come back when you get that full length or out. And
absolutely. We'll get it to you for sure.
We'll go from there. Otherwise, one more time, ladies and gentlemen, 86 The Evil.
The song is our closer. It's called 80 Miles Out.
The skies have opened, our world has come undone. Your fear surrounds me. Let me live the chance, you're the only one. Let your red beneath the sand. Tip of a lass in a hourglass. Do you live with just a mane? Will you lie? Rewild zone sweeps me down into the veins of an insolent man. But so my lust, he returns to the dust.
How it burns,
stains of
land. Please take the pain and leave. Couldn't be the thorn in my side. Forgiveness is all that I see. The end has come. Of your lies, know that the lines are broken. No turning back from the sins of your life. You let your record in the sand. Death of a laugh in a hourglass. Now you live with just a pain. Love your lie. Green wild zone sinks me down into the veins of an ignorant man. Thus they return to the dust. How it burns, stays a land. Please take the pain in these eyes. Oh, the weakness out from me.
This is Jonathan, host of Songwriters Symposium. I want to thank you for tuning into WHFR, and I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday.
Hello, this is Scott Boatwright from Sounds from the Corridor and live from Studio J, wishing you and yours the merriest of holidays.
It's me, Netta Pigian. They say Christmas happens once a year, but it's not true. Eastern Rite churches celebrate Christmas on January 6th, January 7th, and in Jerusalem on January 18th. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all.
Hi, it's Alan Mazurek, technical advisor for WHFR. Have a great holiday season and an incredibly happy new year.
All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. It is time for our vinyl showcase. And this week, we are going to present to you Sides A and Sides B, the entire album of The Mugs and Straight Up Boogaloo, available on Bellyache Records. When I come back in the middle, after Side A and before Side B, I'll let you know what you've heard and give you a little more information on it, but I think it speaks for itself. One of the best hard-rocking blues rock bands in the Motor City area, bar none. All right, enjoy The Mugs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.